Alright. And there that goes. Actually, this can go way down now. Because it all just goes internally. And so that doesn't really need to be up a great deal at all anymore. Alright, so that's podcast audio going. What in the fuck damn is going on with you fuckers? And,
a lot.
Yeah. Alright, there's that going. Alright, and Facebook Live, 3, 2, fuck 'em damn 1. Alright, so, a sex worker puts down other sex workers to defend sex work against James Comey, I guess. And, in the news, thought there was a Letitia Clay update, but, we don't really know yet, so we're not going to be the type of folks that just hop out in front of it. They're like, oh, we got news that we're not sure of yet. we're not going to rush you. All right. We'll slow you down. Wow. We're not going to rush you. Huh?
Really?
Why?
Really?
I'm very glad to see you.
See what I have to put up with?
Why? That's good stuff.
This is why we have no friends.
There we go. Make it glow. All right.
It just makes me look really pale.
And, well, you don't look pale. Nah, you don't look pale. Mm. You mean, well, we're probably thinking of pale in different ways. Mm. Like, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it makes me look sick and tired and pale.
Oh, we're probably thinking the same way. Okay, but you're just wrong. Alright. There's that name, Marie Pancake Batfish Boo, up in the joint.
Hi.
Toba Loco, up in the joint. Alright, so, folks know we have a relatively long show opener, so we can get to the gosh darn extended trigger warning, and then we'll get to the news and or comment. Alright.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Fucking right, boy. Yeah, we sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. Side though, it's all good. Lift his ass so bad, his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want it.
How you figure that, man?
Oh.
Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down will never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Cooling at a party. No better yet, disco. Head feeling mellow from a bottle of Cisco. Move. To crush your fire, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cue. Check 1, 2. Don't try to come off for me. Because you do do. You're treating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. When you're fat, you're happy. You try to write your style. I get hip to the scheme before it happens. If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bar. Because I'm house.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
Right, WineCellarMedia.com, originally Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, the Black Podcast. As a podcast, you can pick the shit up. It's not just here. Like, you can have it in your pocket. Like, if you use an Apple device, it's easy to access it through the iTunes podcast application. Any device, you can use the Stitcher application, Podkicker. I don't think Podkicker's on Apple. I looked in the Apple store. I could not find Podkicker. I have Podkicker on the Samsung, though. And TuneIn, Last.fm, you can get the program. Google Play. I have not figured out how to get it in Spotify yet. I spent about 30 minutes on that, and I was like, okay, I just burned 30 minutes, and I'm too far away. So, yeah, I'll figure out how to get in Spotify. Just get it every darn where. And then, of course, when you get it in so many places, it starts, like, there are, like, other podcast spaces that auto-add it. So my podcast is available on platforms I don't even fucking know exist. Mm. Yeah, like, somebody's like, I got you on Pod Fuck'em Fuck, or whatever the hell.
Pod Fuck'em Fuck.
Yeah, where they got the program.
Okay.
All right. It's not Thursday. I mean, it's not Wednesday.
It's not Wednesday.
I played the white-on-white crime
clip. Oh.
Oh, Jesus
It's
Christ.
Wednesday here.
Okay, let's do... Fuck that all up.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. Who took my glass?
All right.
Hey, you know something funny?
Dadgummit.
You know how we just covered Lacey Green?
Oh, Lacey got her green and got ghosts.
Guess who she's friends with on Twitter now?
Wait, does that just mean they're interacting?
They're interacting and offering each other emotional support because they both have been ostracized from mainstream feminism.
Fucking Greco?
Mm-mm.
Mainstream feminism. Who the fuck's been ostracized from mainstream feminism? Is it that feller that used to have the woman lady step on his ball bag with the heeled shoes?
No.
Oh, he was a nice young man. What the hell? Somebody that was kicked out of mainstream feminism.
For being a swerf and a turf?
Megan something or other?
Mm-hmm. Megan Murphy. Megan Murphy and Lacey Green are now commiserating together over Twitter because feminists are mean to them.
Wait, she says she got kicked out? Of what? Who the fuck? You didn't kick... There's no clubhouse. What the fuck are you talking? These niggas be acting like they actually know each other. None of you people fucking know each other. We don't really know each... We interact here and there. All right, you look on the Facebook. You only think I have 2,000 fucking friends? We don't really know each other. All right, I interact with some niggas more than usual. And if we came across each other, we might... If you're a cis male, most likely I'll never hang out with you. But like most other folks, you know, fucking cheesecake and a wine, talk some shit, go down to the park, toss the old frisbee there, you know? Like I would, but not with 2,000 people. We don't all fucking know each other. And these motherfuckers be having like 100,000 and a million followers.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck did you get kicked out of? Has a card been revoked? Did you have a key card that beeped you into a building and then you walked the fuck in and they were like, welcome to feminism, and you fucking had a table set up with all sorts of cranberry sauce, whatever white people are into.
Mayonnaise. Cheese.
Mayonnaise berry sauce. Whatever the fuck it is you're doing. right? Is that what they do?
I like the fact that as you said that, that was the picture of Hillary Clinton holding the Hellman's jar.
I know.
That was good.
Oh, man. Yeah, stop acting like you got kicked out of some shit. That's so fucking goofy.
Yeah, it's still not letting me fucking tag people. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's after the show.
Yeah.
While you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Sitting down and chilling.
Maybe. All right.
The fucking... Let's go over to misgendering. I don't know how to pronounce this. Kene? K-E-N-N-E McFadden. Black trans woman. That we know of, murdered. Like, they always put these numbers up, 12th reported. We don't actually know that.
Right.
Right? Like, they misgender in the reports. Mm-hmm. And then, like, how often is that shit actually being corrected?
Right.
You know? And then, like, there might be folks who can't afford to, like, visually, you know, mm-hmm. transition to where somebody would say, maybe they're not pet, but I know that that person... is not cis. Mm-hmm. Like they, so, you know, they might just look straight up like me, but you don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't fucking know. Because they don't live in a world where they can be like, oh man, you know, I'm over here doing this.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking dangerous.
And then how many are just never found because there's such high rates of like homelessness and abuse among the trans community. So it's like, I don't know. Just probably found somebody dead and like, oh, just fucking leave them there.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're homeless long enough. I mean, fucking your ID card expires. You know, mm-hmm. you fucking, what do you need that for? You can't use it for anything. You probably don't have a social security card. I mean, everything isn't that easy to obtain. You have no address. Fucking your family shunned you. You got no fucking friends. Mm-hmm. No job will fucking hire you and keep you. They're like you're homeless for like a year or two. You don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're just body.
Yeah. And just, you know, I mean, I can only imagine how many murdered trans people are just sitting in morgues across the country right now, just labeled
John Doe. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, and this one, like, Kene, I don't know how to pronounce it. This individual was found in a river.
Damn.
Yeah. In San Antonio's river. She was found dead near San Antonio's River Walk. Yeah, found floating in the San Antonio River on April 9th. But because she was misgendered in media reports, transgender advocates were not initially aware of her death. Did I already cover this?
No.
No? Okay. Police spoke to a former classmate who had recently reconnected with McFadden, who was surprised to learn she was transitioning, but remembered her fondly. Quote, she would be that shoulder you needed to cry on, everything you would expect in a friend. It was Kene, end quote. The friend told KNS5, a news outlet. And they put a note here on this website that the news article misgenders McFadden. See? Mm-hmm. She said to the news outlet, quote, she was super outgoing, super charismatic, the friendliest person ever. But when she needed to, she could be assertive when the time came. All right.
You know, and the weird, well, not weird, but that Riverwalk in San Antonio is actually very, very busy. Like, it's a tourist attraction. I've been there. So it's very, you know, somebody saw her get killed. You know, somebody did. That place is busy all the time.
Yeah, took part in it. Yeah. All right. More bad things.
Always.
More bad things that are not good.
Yes, by default, if something is bad, it is not good.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
Some of my old soundbite clips are kind of fucked up.
They sound bad.
Yeah.
If people don't know you, then yeah, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah, Frickface and I used to goof off. We have at least like 2 hours of shit, man. We just used to fucking goof around. Because every Friday, we would just do some shit. Hey, granddad. Yeah, Frickface is a nice kid. So this feller, he is a white man. And he does not have to tolerate bullshit from nigger boys at Starbucks. I want to find his fucking name in this motherfucker.
You pulled it up somewhere else than where I had it.
Oh, Word.
Hold on, I can find his name because...
Yeah, well, he was in the Starbucks, so he was just calling this Negro boy all kind of things. He was calling him a slave and comparing him to livestock because he became angry that the man apparently spilled some coffee on his light-colored suit. Which, I mean, that's how I would respond.
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
But then again, it's like, did he spill, like, what's the full story behind this alleged spill? Because you have no video evidence of a spill. Did you bump into him?
That's him.
Jesus Christ.
He's a smarmy-looking motherfucker.
He looks too easy to beat his ass. William Boucher. Like, just change it to Bougie. B-O-U-C-H-E-R. William Bougie.
And he's 23.
Oh, 23.
Yeah.
It really does look like it's way too easy to beat the liquidy shit out of him.
Yes.
Yeah, like, he looks fucking weak, and god damn it. All right, so we have, Vidya, and it is be good. And you gonna be like-a-fying it.
Gonna be like-a-fying it.
Yeah. All right, so let me make sure I'm doing this right. Starts about 140.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they're all clamored up in there in the Starbucks. And he's like, "Hey, man, you fucking did some shit, boy."
I like the fact that this is like the era where everybody just pulls off their phone, like, "Oh, it's gonna be a situation. I'm ready."
Yeah. And there's a guy with a walkie-talkie, but is he security? Because he doesn't stop shit.
He does not stop shit.
It's on camera, bro. See, like that, he sounds like you can beat the shit out of him. Like, why are you going around flexing on people with your briefcase bag?
And your fucking white slacks.
Right? Now, I want to make special note of that. Like, when the black man put his bag down to defend himself against a white man yelling at him and aggressing toward him, that's when folks are like, whoa,
let's take it down a notch.
Yeah, getting out of hand, buddy. Don't get ready to defend yourself. Gee whiz. All right, he's continuing on with his... Did he say Facebook B-word?
I think so.
Why? Why yell that? That lady was about to pick her nose in the background. Because she saw a camera. Now you got wannabe lumberjack with the beer gut. See, he's like, hold on now.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he spit on him.
And he's like, ho, ho, ho. Not today, son.
Yeah.
And told him, shut up, slave.
Shut up, slave, and spit on him. And then fucking, this guy with his fucking beard. He's one of those guys, he takes his own beard too serious. Like, he thinks his beard gives him authority. Stepped in like, I'm going to stop the violence here. You will not yell at this young Negro man. Black lives matter, son. And you, Negro man, you're not going to be reversed racist and punch him for spitting on you. That's wrong. Two wrongs don't make a beard like this.
Wow.
Spits on him. He cocked back way too much. You don't do all that cock back. Move your body in, cause he's weak anyway. Like, yeah, you were in for his chest. Don't let beard guy hold you back with that weak arm. Beard guy just has a beard. He's not grizzly like that. Podcast listeners, you'll want to be looking at the Facebook Live on this one.
Yeah.
Now, see, he's trying to walk away, and he's saying, get on all fours right now! Get on all fours!
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve to walk on two legs! Oh, damn, he does have a coffee stain on his pants. Yeah, you look like you pissed doo-doo.
They just called him Vermin.
Vermin?
More slaves. I'll be back. Okay, I'm Schwarzenegger.
back with what? Like, I'm back and I have a bootleg version of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I'm not going to let you play it with me. I'm going to make you watch me play it, buddy. What?
Yeah, okay.
I'll be back with my whole beer pong table. Yeah.
We probably meant he'll be back with his dad. He's a lawyer or something.
Man, he's probably trying so fucking hard, man. His dad probably works where I work. Shit. Alright, now he's walking away. With anyone he wants to talk some more of that shit.
And he just knocked, I believe that was an elderly man.
Yeah, so he just, like, yeah, like 23-year-old, like, now he's tough and just punched an old-ass man down.
Who's, like, 60.
Yeah, now folks are running at him. And he gets put on his back. Go. See, and they're not even beating his ass. They're wrestling him down, and they seem to be having a hard time. Why are they having such a hard time?
Because they're trying not to actually hurt him, because they'll get the assault charge.
Kids these days don't beat ass no more. You need Antifa in your life. And the Asian guy's saying, go back to work. Hey, nigga, you ain't white yet. Alright? Y'all almost there. Yelling, get back to work. Fuck out of here. Alright, so then they he just has him on his back and he's just straddled holding him down.
Yeah, and they kept him till police came. And he only got misdemeanor charges for all of that.
Well, what? He only misdemeaned.
What the fuck is up with your ads?
Biblical solution to weight loss. Try this tonight.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with these ads. All right.
Biblical solution to weight loss. Probably a little different than what the fuck, who was that motherfucker that ran for president, works on Fox News, sold cinnamon sticks to people to get rid of diabetes? Huckstarby.
Huckstarby, yes.
Yeah. Maybe I should learn their real names. Not what I want to call them.
They don't need their real names. It's okay.
But don't need their real names.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because, you know what, though? I bet you maybe it's like a GOP plan where, ha, peasant, you can't afford food, you'll lose weight. Maybe that's what it is. Because that's what white Republican Jesus would do.
You can't afford food, ha ha.
Yes.
All right, Pat Robertson.
Oh, God.
Knows all about the sex. All right.
Oh, God almighty.
You're telling me Pat Robertson don't know about the sex?
I know he likes Melania's nude photos, because they're a gift from God.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Why did God allow the men of faith in the Old Testament to have multiple wives and concubines? And when did God change his mind and make marriage monogamous?
Damn, that sounds like a troll question. Margaret. So Margaret sent that question into Patty Robb, and he's going to break it the fuck down.
I don't think God changed his mind. The truth is that women have babies, and when they have babies, they can't fight wars because they're having babies.
Alright? Women have babies, and when women have babies, they can't fight in wars. Fuck, what?
That's not how it works.
You let this fucking elfkin-looking motherfucker tell you this shit.
Okay.
Holy shit, man. He looks like Papa Keebler, yo. That's my word.
Looking after their babies. And they need somebody to look after them. That's why husbands are supposed to look after their wives. And it's a man.
He's just freestyling it. So how are they at war if they're looking after their wife, Pat? what are you talking about?
I'm just
about?
Waiting for the tie-in to see how this justifies multiple wives. Is it easy to take care of multiple wives when you're away at war? Is it, Pat?
Well, it depends on if you're as rich as I am from being involved in the blood diamond trade.
Can take care of several wives, whereas one wife can't take care of several husbands.
Bam! One wife can't take care of several husbands. One husband can take care of several wives. He said it, therefore it's so. You gonna believe this guy? This guy who at least tries some sort of comb over, or fucking Bernie Sanders with his Einstein shit all over the place.
Why are you hating on the Jufro?
His shit hasn't been a Jufro since at least the 70s. And there's video evidence in compilations where you can literally put them on mute and just chronicle his hairline. It's fucking... You gotta look at those old Bernie Sanders clips on mute. It's a story about a hairline.
It is.
Yeah, and I think that when the movie comes out about him, it should be called I've Had It Up to Hair.
Really?
All right.
But I think in the early days, there must have been more women than men, and it was, you know...
Like well, it is
yes,
now?
Because the men were dying in wars, Pat.
Well... Maybe.
Maybe.
It's so I want to hear him and Lil Wayne just go back and forth about anything.
Oh, my God.
Multiple wives were standard stuff in the primitive societies. They still are in Africa. I know one guy, I think.
That was a very nice low-key way of sliding in. By the way, Africans are primitives. Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Oh, man. I haven't played a Pat Robertson clip in a while, man. I forget. This dude is actually fucking funny as shit, man.
He was a chief or something. Or generally had 60 wives.
A chief or a general for whatever. He had,
like whatever the fuck.
As long as he had 60 wives, that's all that really matters. B, fuck the Mormons. The Africans got 60 wives. Fuck y'all doing.
So you say that's a little excessive, and it is. But nevertheless, God didn't change his mind, but came the New Testament, and Jesus gave the standards of marriage. A man will leave his mother and father, cleave to his wife, and the twain will become one flesh. And so that's the biblical order of the New Testament. But the culture...
Because, you know, I don't know if you knew this. When Jesus was around, that's when war stopped. We haven't had a war since Jesus.
Fuck no!
Men have never been away to war ever.
Well, nah, man. Everybody took one look at those abs and saw him moonwalking on water and said, why are we fighting anymore? Let's all be gay, man.
It's changed. God didn't change his mind, but the culture changed. And
So the culture can change, can it?
This is what... Yo, it's good. I hope he dies doing this, because we're just... Like, really, how old is this motherfucker? Like, sparks are just flying off, man. Like... Fucking whatever few brain cells are going, he's using them to bust freestyles. He doesn't know what the fuck he's saying.
I just want to, like, so can we accept gay people now because the culture has changed?
Yeah, he's about to say that right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Still, I'm not sure I know anything in the Bible that indicates that polygamy as such is, you know, against the Bible. But... We don't do it, and a lot of laws that were based on the New Testament don't permit it. So
actually,
that's the way we...
What?
If I may Bible-splain for a minute.
Fucking Jews!
In the New Testament, men are actually permitted to have multiple wives unless they are preachers. Those are the only ones who are only allowed to have one wife. That's in the New Testament.
And also, they're just talking about the women like their property.
Yeah.
Like, you only get to have... We're not fucking wife socialist, okay? We capitalize the wives, B.
Well, the thing... We do capitalize wives. Well, you know, the thing is, if you're, like, a preacher or, like, a minister, you also have to take time out to work with God, so you only have time for one wife. Everybody else can still have multiple wives. Because other jobs take less time or something. I don't know. It's, like...
Well,
it's
yeah.
The whole thing. It's
yeah.
The whole thing.
They had a good time.
We are.
And praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. <All right. laughs> You know, you go to China, now there are more men than there are women. There are not enough women to go around, so every wife maybe should have several husbands.
Would it not be awesome to have him and Lil Wayne talking like that back and forth? Man, maybe you go around there, man. I don't know how that situation, boy. Just fucking awesome. You know that shit would be awesome. Okay, I gotta keep in mind I'm screen sharing, so now I have to unfull screen. Oh shit, you saw that. You saw that.
Yeah. I saw that. Alabaster Queens.
Alabaster Queens.
White Nubians.
Mm-hmm. One comment. There's Fallon said, wait, what about polyandry? What is that?
Multiple husbands, of course.
Oh, Oprah can afford it. You gotta think, like, fucking men are probably really expensive. Like, I need Jordans. I need my haircut at this barbershop that costs $30. I broke something again. I broke something. You know, fucking men and boys break shit like a motherfucker. That's why that tablet are all cracked. Yeah, fuck that, yo. Yeah, matter of fact, don't get multiple husbands. It fucking, no.
Yeah, nobody needs that in their life.
Yeah, no. Jesus no. Christ. No. That many skid marks.
Oof.
That many farts. Woo! Holy shit, man. Ugh, in the summer. You know how many bathrooms you're gonna need in that house? You're gonna need to keep them, all y'all fucking wash up every 8 hours. All you fucking stink.
But wait, if we did it like old fashioned, wouldn't that mean the husbands are the wives' property, so the wife gets to make the rules, right?
Well, so you kind of just kind of put like a little open community shower out back. Just get that hose off, you dirty fucks. Alright, get in my garden. Maybe it'll fucking work.
Yeah.
Alright, so again, under Dictator William, after we kill a lot of Europeans, and a lot of
people in general, yeah, really, at this point, it's just like,
Yeah, you can buy yourself a man. White women, you can't buy any men. you can buy the few white men that are left. You can't buy anyone else. Black women, you can buy a white man if you want one.
No. Uh-huh. No, I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
Yeah, it'd be
cool. I'll buy me one.
Yeah. Get a little Justin Bieber, have him sing and dance around while he does chores. That'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all right. Mm-hmm. That's a fair deal. All right. See? Justice.
Justice, indeed.
Dictator William. Telling you, man, vote for him. Why, yes, no, don't vote. Ruthless takeover. All right, so the one that I named the shit for, because somehow I knew I had to get James Comey in the headline, and then I went to the sex workers' rights news tab, and this came up, coming off of Forbes. You want to dig into this?
Right.
The mouse is right there.
Thank you. One day ahead of testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee, fired FBI Director James Comey dropped a bomb. You know, I'm really over this whole, like...
Bomb dropping!
Dropped a bombshell! Earth-shattering! None of this shit is fucking earth-shattering. None of it's fucking shocking. Stop it. Stop it. In a statement for the record detailing his interactions with President Donald Trump, a.k.a. Clementine Caligula, that sheds new light on how the president sought to influence the FBI's investigation into Russia's involvement with the presidential election. In a statement, Comey gives an account of a March 30th phone call from Trump. In it, Comey relates a series of denials offered up by the president. He said he had nothing to do with Russia, hadn't been involved with hookers in Russia, and had always assumed he was being recorded when in Russia. Huh. But wait, didn't he say that he wasn't even in Russia and he didn't even know Putin, even though there's like a bajillion pictures of him and Putin together? That was a thing, right?
Wait. You talking about Comey or Trump? I missed out on a goddamn advertisement. His
properties are very unique. It's on a project.
Shit, we don't want your unique properties on the damn place with the thing. Why are you even advertising this to me? You see, that's the thing about not having privacy and these fucking corporations wanting to sell you shit. You have my information. You know I can't afford a house, let alone that fucking house that looks like a government building.
Right, it's like a mansion in the middle of in the mountains or some shit.
Yeah, I don't give a shit if I'm on your Forbes website. You have my information when I come here. You know it's me. Put up like, this bourbon's gonna be on sale at the local grocery store. I tell you, it's gonna be $11.99. Go get some. And then I'll go do that. Don't be telling me about no big-ass house. Back to the story.
So it was unclear from the written testimony who chose the word hookers. Was this Comey's word choice as he recounted the conversation, or was he relating Trump's word choice? Trump has already publicly denied allegations he'd done anything in Moscow for which he could be blackmailed by Russia, noting, "I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way, believe me." What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with this man?
Wait, Trump said that?
Yeah, apparently.
Said he's a germaphobe.
Okay.
Wait, then why do you have unprotected sex and you probably have the syphilis?
He's a late to the game germaphobe.
Very late. He's fucking 70-something. 70-something. Jesus fucking Christ, man. 7 decades.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He's like before Chuck Taylor's.
Yeah.
Like, he was around and he was like, look at these snappy new sneakers.
These snappy new sneakers. The Negroes are gonna love these. Okay, so I'm a germaphobe, by the way, believe me. Okay. Indeed, the term hookers is considered a pejorative, one that suggests a strung-out sex worker lacking in self-agency. I spoke...
I'll go to the comments section on you.
I spoke with a self-described courtesan.
What the fuck is that?
A hooker.
Courtesan?
A high-class hooker.
Oh, yeah. Astroloco in the comments section said 7 decades of dumb AF. The AF stands for as fuck.
Really?
Yeah, that's it's this whole other thing.
Good job, Granddad. You're getting good at this whole internet speak thing.
I know what's going on in the street.
Yeah, so this is what we call the horarchy. Yeah, like a hierarchy.
Horarchy?
Horarchy.
Wait, horiarchy.
Horarchy.
How come you have to cut a syllable out and make it weird?
Because horiarchy doesn't flow.
Yeah, it does. Horiarchy.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, what is it when a swerf gaslights a sex worker? It's Horwellian.
It's Horwellian.
That's fun too.
It is Horwellian. So, a self-described courtesan, self-described legal sex worker, and notorious brothel owner who says he's met... What? I don't understand this sentence. Hold on now. I spoke with a self-described courtesan, a self-described legal sex worker, a notorious brothel owner who says he's met Trump, a madam, and a therapist who works in the sex...
Oh, they're saying they talk to all these different people. So one person is a self-described squirterman, one person is a self-described legal sex worker, and one person is a notorious brothel owner who says he has met Trump, and also met with a madam who's another different person, and a therapist who's another different person that works with sex workers about the, and this person talked to all those different people about the word hookers.
Okay.
That is a fucked up sentence.
I don't know what's happening. It's like, is this the same person? He's a madam and a man? Like, what is going on? So we discussed the word hookers and the ways in which it can serve to re-stigmatize those who engage in the widely misunderstood work of an already misunderstood profession. I call myself a legal courtesan. That sounds sexy. I'm a legal courtesan.
I'm black. That sounds like I'm going to jail. Like, I don't want no legal courtesan nowhere fucking near me.
Says Alyssa. At 29, she has been a professional fulfiller of her customers' fantasies for 7 years. These niggas always on the branding. She works at Sherry's Ranch, a legal brothel in Nevada, a little over an hour from Las Vegas. A hooker, she says.
Huh.
A hooker?
Huh.
Is someone that's being managed by a pimp on the street and making money any way they can. By contrast, she's a professional.
Huh.
Professional asshole, maybe. Huh? Everything we do is legal. Everything is protected. Condoms are mandatory. We have strict rules, and we pay taxes. Bitch, we pay taxes, too! Ugh, everybody pays taxes. Jesus. No, this is something that irritates me. They're like, sex workers don't pay taxes. Like, really? So, anyone who's been in the sex work industry has never filed taxes at any point in their life? When they go to the store, they don't have to pay a sales tax. When they buy the liquor, they don't get the liquor tax. They don't get a tax on their cigarettes. When they buy a new car, they don't pay a tax on it. Did you know that?
No, they don't pay. They don't pay fucking. No, they don't pay any of that shit.
There's any fucking taxes.
What are you shitting me?
Mm-hmm.
You get all that shit for free. Well, awesome. That's what I'm getting in the game. I'm getting free shit. What in the fuck is happening? Who is calling from where? You're getting declined, buddy. Oh, you know who that was? Oh, fuck. That was Comcast, and they actually have some shit I want.
Oh.
Fuck! I recognize that. They called a couple days ago.
Wait, why did they call from Pennsylvania?
Nigga, it's gangster. Oh. I'm calling them niggas back, yo. I want what they're selling.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because it's so that...
Is it because they're professional courtesans who fulfill customers' fantasies?
No, no, I told you I ain't going to jail.
So anyway, so Alyssa is a professional and not a hooker.
Yep,
okay,
that's right.
Yeah. To refer to sex workers as hookers, she says, is demeaning.
That's right.
But you just...
It's demeaning because... As professionals, she gives the D meaning.
She does give the D meaning. But hold on, though. So you know it's offensive to refer to sex workers as hookers, but then you call sex workers who make less than you hookers. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's demeaning. It's not a description of what I'm doing and the business I'm providing. I'm providing a service that I think people need. I'm not hurting anybody.
Did you? Oh, know, that's did right. You you're doing it because you're such people? A fucking activist. I think people need it. I'm doing this for you.
She's trying to get her altruism on, nigga. Let her be altruistic. That's why she gets paid for it too. Because
those are donations. It's like a non-profit, right?
It's
like
a non-profit.
You donate $20, we give you a t-shirt. You didn't buy the t-shirt.
You didn't buy it. No, we gave it to you. I'm providing a service I think people need. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm making good money to provide for me and my family. I feel safe, comfortable, and empowered. And it's a pretty good job to work 1 week a month. Ooh, this is a white woman. I know this is a white woman. Okay, but so how are hookers versus sex workers hurting people? Like, I have questions. And what? Do you have to be empowered for it to be a real job? That's kind of weird.
Nobody's empowered under capitalism. The fuck you thought? Do she you have to do a, anything?
She thought she was a legal courtesan.
No. No, nigga.
Dina is the madam at Sherry's Ranch. She's been there since 2006. Before that, she was a stay-at-home mom. Fucking hate people. The legal brothel is a full-service entertainment facility. It has a hotel, bar, and restaurant. We don't really use the word hooker here, she said. We use the word courtesan. So, that's branding so they can charge you more money, is basically what that is. They're professionals. They're not streetwalkers.
Wait, professionals? Like, I'm not even a sex worker and I'm more of a professional than you at existing. Like, I get up and go to work and I actually need a crescent wrench. Like, I can do a lot of shit, really.
Yeah.
Like, across the board, like, drop you and me off fucking at any job, anywhere, and I will figure it out way the fuck before you do.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not street workers. They're not doing anything illegal. They're working their business within our business. People put more of a negative connotation with the word hooker or prostitute. Yes, that's what we are, but we don't use the word hooker. It's empowering. Fuck this fucking empowerment narrative bullshit. It's empowering for these women to know they're doing something legal, something they love, and I don't think we should put anything negative on it because there isn't anything negative about it. Wait. It's not a dark, seedy thing.
She said... Let me look at that again. They're not doing anything illegal. They're working their business within our business. People put more of a negative connotation with the word hooker or prostitute. Yes, that's what we are, but we don't use that word. Yes, that's what we are, but we don't use that word. Yes, that's what we are, but we don't use that word. All right.
Yes, that's what we are, but we don't use that word, but we do apply that to people who we think are beneath us who do the same thing that we do.
What in the blue fuck?
Hierarchy.
They're like racist. Like, yes, we are racist, but don't call us that word.
And this is why white sex workers don't hang out with women of color sex workers. Or people of color sex workers. There's a fucking huge-ass divide. And this shit is why. Harley Lane is 21 and has been working at Moonlight Bunny Ranch near Carson City, Nevada for about 2 years. I mean, I consider myself a working girl or a legal sex worker, she says, but the term hooker doesn't really personally offend me. In fact, she asserts it all depends on the context. In a way, I'm a legal hooker. We use it back and forth between us girls. Like, yeah, in a way, we're hookers. What the fuck you mean, in a way? Like, you literally are. Like, that's literally your job. Not in a way.
And she's 21. We're 34 and 36. We're not gonna understand what the fuck she's talking about.
Like, the fuck you mean, in a way? Not in a way. The whole way. The entire way. All of the way.
21 in 2017.
Yeah.
She was born a couple weeks before Tupac died. Like, that's, you know, that's too young. I can't, Jesus Christ. Do some more living.
But either way, it just depends how people think of it. When I call myself a hooker, I'm not meaning it in a derogatory or negative way. Most people don't have any idea or experience about this side of the world and think of it in negative terms, but that's not necessarily true. Hey, she's like that one black person who's like, I let my white friends call me nigger because we're friends and it's funny. Don't be that person. Thanks. She has plans to finish her certification to become an emergency medical technician. After that, she'd like to buy property and operate a live game ranch.
It's right. Cool, though, because I said hook up with the A.
Yeah, that's like, it's like a whole other thing. And then I think Bill Maher made a joke about it once, so it's like not sexist and stuff.
Well, she's not a street worker. She's a house hooker. Hey, what are you going to do?
Years ago, not long before he got into the brothel business.
Check the decibels.
Where are they? Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right. Years ago, not long before he got into the brothel business, Dennis Hoff says he met Trump. I met him 27 years ago. Damn. I was in the timeshare business. He wanted to timeshare the Trump Taj Mahal and wanted me to...
My bad. That sounds like some dude bro joking about a sex act. Hey, I just wanted to timeshare the Taj Mahal with you, baby. That's all I'm saying. Like, that sounds like some dude. Okay.
He wanted me to come aboard. I didn't want to do that. I said there's not enough money in the world to make me live in Atlantic City. Instead.
Yeah. Go for it.
Fucking hate people. Instead, Hoff became the Pimp Master General of America.
What?
Wow. Classy.
Is that what they're calling Trump?
No, that's what they're calling this brothel owner dude.
The
who knows Trump?
Master General of America? That sounds like a parody of a rapper. The Pimp Master General of America.
Of America. The title, Hoff says the title was given to him by Larry Flint, you know, the guy from Hustler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody shot that feller. He got shot, right?
I think
some Christian shot him, and he got wheelchaired.
Probably, because he pissed off a lot of people, because he was very, Hustler was like very, very risque at the time. Yeah.
Yeah, it had what you do behind closed doors.
Yeah, but only if you're a hooker, apparently.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hoff voted for Trump. I like the guy. It's time we need a businessman. Okay.
They're all business people. You think lawyers go into lawyering because it's fun? Because they want to make money. They're doing business. And a lot of lawyers become Congress critters, Senate scum, and president punks.
Yeah. As far as Trump's tenure thus far, Hoff remains cautiously optimistic. Has he been perfect? No, but he understands business. Okay.
Hey, he's a busy guy doing busy business things. I take a hood.
Earlier this year, Vladimir Putin pronounced Russian sex workers were undoubtedly the best in the world. Hoff wishes that Trump had stood up for American sex workers. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
He wishes Trump had stood up for American sex work.
I wish Donald Trump had defended us and said, no, Nevada has the greatest hookers in the world. What the fuck? What kind of clown-ass fuckers did they find for this article? This is horrible.
That's not standing up for. That's bragging about labor.
Well, what do you want from the Pimp Master in General of America?
The Pimp Master General of America. what the fuck do you even wear at your stage shows? Right? Like, do you wear silk fatigues? And alligator combat boots? What the fuck does the Pimp Master General wear?
Generally, Hoff prefers the term working girls to describe the women who work for him as independent contractors in his brothels. Right now, he has 540 women licensed to work for him. 120 of those working girls are in his employ at any given time. Business is humping. Oh, he's a funny guy.
Oh,
he's a funny guy.
Okay.
Business is humping.
Humping is business.
All right. We feel the difference with Trump in office. I think it's about a positive mental attitude. When customers feel confident about how the country is doing, they want to come enjoy hips, lips, and fingertips and a cold beer. Why did you do this to me?
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. You know, on Free Thought Thursday, we like to do long-form pieces. And we had to get Comey.
Sex workers are doing well because Trump is in office, making the country confident, and people want hips, lips, fingertips, and beer. This is the most...
lips, fingertips, and beer!
This is the most white trash American fuck shit.
Well, you don't want to read the next sentence? You don't think it's going to be a hot one?
For reasons he can't quite explain, he said he's seen a surprising upsurge in single women and couples coming to take advantage of the brothel's intimate services. Apparently, women are all about the hips, lips, fingertips, and beer, too.
That's right. Cold beer.
Katie Bloomquist is a Minneapolis, Minnesota-based therapist who works closely with sex workers and is the vice president on the board of Sex Workers Outreach Project USA. SWAP. Bloomquist and Dr. Eric Sprankle, he follows me on Twitter, by the way, is a psychologist and professor at Minnesota State University and recently compiled a study of 238 current and former sex workers regarding the language they prefer the media use when covering sex work. An online survey revealed 70% of sex workers indicated the word hooker is not preferable to be used in media, and 97% indicated that sex worker is the preferred term. The least preferred terms by current and former sex workers, the least preferred terms were prostituted woman, prostitute, and hooker. Okay, swerfs.
Oh shit, Anita Sarkeesian. A scientific study shows that they are against you. There's a special place in hell for women that don't help sex workers. Hey, 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 hey. Boom, 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 boom. Boom,
yeah, well, Anita Sarkeesian don't actually care about sex workers, so prostituted women it is.
Well, no, she's just like Lacey Green, nigga. She came to get them
Who also packs. Is now hanging out with Megan Murphy, who also calls sex workers prostituted women.
Yeah, because they know more about you than you.
Well, I mean, they're white, so...
They know that you'd be better off being respectable working at McDonald's, and that'll totally pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hooker, she notes, is generally used to refer to sex workers in a way that reinforces sex work stigma and harmful stereotypes facing sex workers. The stigma has negative consequences for folks working in the sex industry, including adverse mental health outcomes like depression, anxiety, isolation, and fear of being outed, as well as physical illness from chronic stress. When negative words describing sex work are used by powerful men, Bloomquist adds, this merely reflects the sex work stigma that already exists and indicates a lack of knowledge surrounding sex work and sex workers' rights issues. It also, unfortunately, can reinforce stereotypes and assumptions about people in the sex industry. Oh, like the sex workers at the beginning did when they said, well, hookers are on the street under the control of a pimp.
Yeah.
Will Comey use the word hookers in his testimony tomorrow? That remains to be seen, but one thing's for sure, some sex workers would prefer he did. Nigga, y'all just fucking cited a thing that said 97% of sex workers want sex worker to be the term. So no, not some sex workers prefer he don't. Most sex workers would prefer he didn't.
Some and most are synonymous. They both have a O and a M. And a S.
Really?
And a S. They do. That is a fact. That is true. Looking at the thing, man, we're fucking...
we're cute black people. I don't want, like, I kind of want to, like, ask, like to other cute black people out there, like, do you think that, like, as a group, not just us two, but, like, you know, all of us, like, cute black people, are we mean, or do we just seem that way? Are cute black people meaner than other black people?
You're meaner than other black people.
And is it because I'm cute? Is that also, like, you're pretty heavy-handed, too, with folks? Fallon Matthews pretty tough, right? Ricky's pretty rugged. Raymond doesn't fuck
Raymond
around.
Raymond's fucking cute as shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not even fair, really. No, I think you would actually probably be meaner if you weren't cute.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that's good free thoughtin'. Right? Is that not good free thoughtin'?
It's something.
All right. So that's up on the Forbes.com. Time to update our own website is slim, and we is be not duifying it. And you know that there's true. What?
Yeah. We should do that probably, yeah.
What, update the website, colored woman?
Yes.
What for?
Because we can. Because we should.
Because we should. Because Jesus is back in the hood saying, hey, motherfucker, look. I can walk on 40 ounces of water and then turn them into something that you can swallow. Drink it down, get a good buzz. Now Jesus is filling you with love. And you can pour a little out for your friends. If they died like them back in the old days, and see them at the crossroads, and let them niggas know that they're not lost souls. Because Jesus rolled up a 20 sack that'll get you so high it brings your dead homies back. Nigga.
Okay.
Cause you bought that resurrection, fool.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. Who
he
took
got
my
the
glass?
Biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.